UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
See, he's been outed. He's been outed. Tim Sullivan shows his true colors. You see, the people who say he's a U of L hater? Rhapsody in Blue. That's it right there. You think that was an accident? I think not. That's why you picked that song, isn't it, Tim? Because you really are a secret Kentucky Wildcat fan out to destroy University of Louisville.
Don't do this to me, Bob.
I'm having fun today if nobody else is. I pissed Nick off at the start of the show. Now we brought Tim in for the holiday and got him all ticked off. We just kidding. We fun. We kid because we love here on the V-Show. So I just that's obviously his walk-up music because it's a great piece of American music. And had absolutely nothing to do with who he roots for. So there, I stated it for the record in case somebody's idiotic enough to believe that. So there you go.
Well, you know, just because of the potential for controversy on that point, when I bought my last car, I made sure to buy a red one since my wife drove a blue one.
There you go. That's good balance out of you.
Fair and balanced. That's not the aim because that's Fox News, but I hope is the result.
I got to admit, having grown up in New York where there's pretty vehement fan bases, it never dawned on me to not buy a car because of a certain color. But I'll be candid with you. There was a car here that I thought, well, if I buy that, people are going to let me hear it, so I better not be able to get that one. It was like, it was a unicorn. It was a one owner, low miles, perfect shape. Can't buy it. Wrong color. I to this day, I still think it's the most idiotic thing. But it's a freaking car. It's not a statement. So, but I hear what you're saying. I'm sure that you did that because who needs it? You just don't need the aggravation.
Well, my next car, I hope, is a British Racing Green Jaguar. But
nice.
I've been making that hope for about 25 years without success.
Yeah, well, you got to keep, if at first you don't succeed, never give up. Don't ever give up. That's what the Tuckiana Friends of V say, so that's what you should do. What did I want to ask you about? I wanted to ask you about this because I don't completely understand any of this, and you understand things I don't. You asked the question, why has USC, NC State, and others received notice of allegations from the whole FBI thing, but not Louisville? What does that mean exactly in your mind? Or what did you find out about it since you started to ask that question?
Well, I really don't have an answer. We've been waiting on this notice of allegations for weeks and really for months. And every Friday afternoon we expect a late afternoon news dump from the NCAA, but it hasn't come yet. And, I don't know if there's a pattern to the way they're pursuing these cases or if they've reached critical mass on some and not on others. But, the testimony in the about Brian Bowen and his recruitment has been a matter of record for many months, and I keep wondering what they're waiting on, whether there's additional information they're trying to get, whether the David Grissom comments about a trustee involved in those payments to the strippers may have reopened old wounds. We're left to speculate. The NCAA is not very good at illuminating us as they go along. So someday it'll just drop and we'll react. But I'm certainly curious about why some of these other schools have gotten their notice and Louisville has not.
So we can't read any significance into that one way or another, as if it's bad news or good news. It's just news right now.
Well, it could mean anything. There are people who either believe or want to believe that there will be no notice of allegations, that having cleaned house, Louisville has addressed the issues. And, I think that's pretty optimistic and maybe cockeyed optimism, to borrow a phrase from Oscar Hammerstein. I think eventually there's going to have to be a reckoning. You have testimony of an assistant coach paying off the parent of a recruit. You've got the FBI's own evidence that implicated another assistant coach. I think there's going to have to be a call to judgment at some point. I mean, you're a school that's on probation already. This makes you a repeat offender. And while I don't think the NCAA is likely to invoke the death penalty again, I do think that its history is that you get hit harder if you have a second offense in a short period of time. So, this may have many months to play out, but I certainly don't think that Louisville's out of the woods.
Talking to Tim Sullivan from the Courier-Journal, here's what, and believe me, I'm the first to admit there's a seemingly limitless number of topics upon which my discussion would, if I were in the waiting pool, I would still be over my head. And the legal ramifications in general of this, and then particularly with a group that's as hard to make sense of as the NCAA, I certainly am not the one to try and make sense of it. But you wrote here, also wondering if NC State's defense could be a template for others, that court testimony isn't sufficient proof. I thought court testimony, that the whole point was making people testify under oath so that that's how you could make a decision. How are they going to, I'm not sure I understand how that could be. Again, it may work, but what do you think they're trying to do, and how much of a chance do you think they have at succeeding? What is it they're trying to do, and how would that work for them?
Well, I can't read their minds, but it looks to me like a pretty desperate tactic. But, that said, I thought North Carolina's tactic was pretty desperate during the whole academics scandal. You don't know what will fly.
Right.
With the NCAA. But, I think the idea that having people testify under oath not being sufficient proof is a fairly flimsy argument, but it's an interesting one. It'd be, as this goes along, if they have any success with that argument, then, I would expect Louisville to make the same argument when its time comes. So, in a way, it's like, a golfer who's putting on your line before you go, and you can see how the ball goes. And if NC State has any success with this line of argument, then it could be adopted by other schools. If they get swatted away, then you go to Plan B. It's just interesting to me that they would attempt that, Again, you never know what's going to work with the NCAA, and I've given up trying to predict them.
Here's the two parts of that I think are worth a comment before we let you go. We're almost out of time, but a comment here is number one: I gather what they're saying is, well, it's like a murder case where you don't have a murder weapon. They're saying you don't have any hard texts or emails or written notes or anything like that, so you're just going by verbal testimony. And I don't know. Again, it sounds like even in a court of law, if a guy's under oath, they would take – that would carry much weight. But especially in this case, doesn't the NCAA – they're not actually held to the same standard as a law, so they can take whatever they want, can't they? I mean, they could just say, yeah, we'll listen to this, we think it's credible, and we're using it.
Yeah, their standard of proof is not the same as a court of law, and they have a lot of discretion in these matters. But, you know, I remember, I guess it was the movie Amistad, and a great actor whose name I'm blanking on, said that, you know, you win in court by telling the best story. And if you can persuade a group of pretty sophisticated jurors that that your evidence isn't good enough, it doesn't matter whether the NCAA standard is consistent. It's a matter of winning that day, and if you have good enough lawyers, you can convince someone that the sun is shining when it's raining. But I don't like NC State's chances based on what I've read, and I can't say that I've analyzed that case in depth or that I've consulted with legal experts who have, but just on the face of it, I think this is kind of a Hail Mary play on their part. But I want to see whether it succeeds. And,
well, they won on a Hail Mary shot last night, so maybe they'll do it again. I don't know. We'll see. We're at the top of the hour. We got to go. Tim, I'll see you at the games. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
All right, Tim Sullivan. Yeah, and NC State throwing in from like 60 feet to win last night, so maybe they'll try it in a court of law. The Take is next. Unless you know somebody, we'll try it again with you tomorrow. It's ESPN 680-1057.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.